Good morning, kids. It's time to wake up. This is Monday morning. I do not like Monday mornings. I think I told you that last Monday. Today, our guest host is, introduce yourself, guest host.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. What's your last name, Kennedy?
Summerlin.
Kennedy Summerlin. And I knew this already, but I forgot. She had to remind me. Her middle name is Grace. I love that word. Grace means love that we didn't deserve. It's a good word. It's a good name, and it's a good word. So, Kennedy, it's Monday morning. Do you like Monday mornings? Nope. She's shaking her head. No. She doesn't like them. She's like me in that. It's pretty cool that we're the same. All right, Kennedy, I have a couple of questions for you before we hear the joke of the day. First of all, who made you?
God made me.
Good job. What else did God make?
God made everything.
Man, you're awesome at this. Okay, last question. This one has a much longer answer. Why did God make you?
To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever.
Good deal. Kennedy, can I tell them, I didn't ask you this, can I tell them the good news? Last night at Judgment House at our church, which is like this walk-through drama that kind of helps people know the reality that after we leave this world, we'll spend forever either away from God or with God. At the end of that, Kennedy made an important decision. Can you tell them what decision you made?
I got saved.
She became a child of God last night. And today she's recording a podcast to make sure other people know that they can become a child of God. So she has made the decision to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. She gets to be with Him forever. So that's super cool. All right. So here's the new question and the new answer. Today we're going to talk about how we glorify God. So the question is, how can you glorify God? And the answer is by loving Him and obeying Him. And we're going to talk some more about that. We're going to hear from our friend Alex after the joke of the day.
Hey, Owen, wake up.
I'm awake.
What kind of movies do pirates prefer?
I don't know.
Rated R.
Wake up, kids. This is Alex. Today we're talking about how to glorify God. Last week we learned that the reason we were created was to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This week we are learning that we can glorify God by loving Him and obeying Him. Before we learn more about that, let's make sure we understand what it means to glorify God. Psalm 96:8 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name." This verse is a command to glorify God. Giving God glory is another way to say glorifying God. But God is already completely glorious. God's glory is His beautiful perfection. God's glory is His infinite worth. It means that He is above, better, and more beautiful than anyone or anything. We can't make God more glorious because He is already perfect. So to glorify God, or give Him glory, as the Bible sometimes puts it, doesn't mean to make Him have more glory. He is already completely glorious. Instead, it means to act in a way that shows He is glorious. Glorifying God is acting the right way towards Him. Anything you do that is right to do because of who God is glorifying to God. So loving God is glorifying Him because He deserves our love. And obeying Him is glorifying Him because He deserves our obedience. By doing these right things, we glorify God. So our answer to the question, how can you glorify God, is by loving Him and obeying Him. We'll talk about that some more tomorrow, but until then, can you think of some things you could do today to love God and obey Him? Things that will show that you believe He is completely glorious.